Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Best thing about WWE right now. WWE.
WWE.
And I didn't say much, but I'll tell you. I do enjoy Bray Wyatt. And I enjoy the... But I was watching like the video that goes along with this song, and I was like, is it a direct rip-off of Joker? Kinda like Joker as like a reptilian type Rastafarian. Is that the look?
I mean, maybe, but Sting directly ripped off Crow based on Razor Ramon's recommendation.
Very blatantly, yeah.
Well, that especially when he went to TNA, Sting's Joker, or that was blatant Joker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's others too.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. It sounds like something Slipknot would perform.
Yeah.
They should play him out to WrestleMania.
Like Stone Cold's not the only bald guy from Texas.
Yeah. That's true. Mark Hendricks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Kansas.
Yeah, Wichita Falls.
The reason that I picked Bray Wyatt, the Fiend's theme song, is because of wrestling. Now, is he on WWE Raw? No, he's not. But he's on SmackDown. And who knows the way it is now? He might just show up.
It's a band called Code Orange.
Oh, that's what I thought.
From Pittsburgh.
We have tickets to give away to WWE Raw. That is Monday night, live from Greenville, South Carolina. And again, The Rock is not advertised, but he now owns a home in Georgia, yeah, which, so as you know, is next door to us.
Yeah, he won't be there.
You don't know that?
Pretty sure.
He won't be there. He's filming in Venice. He's underwater right now.
Yeah, he is.
So if you would like to go to WWE Raw or...
Or you could go to TSO Friday.
Friday night at the Well. Both of those shows. We have your chance now. 1-800-774-0093 as we play...
What the flick?
That was performed live just now. That was not taped or put through any kind of auto-tune. That was live, a live performance of What the Flick theme song.
That boy just was spot on.
He was ready.
At maestro hands.
It's after 9 o'clock. He must not have got the memo. Uh-uh. He usually checks out at 8:59. Right?
We work until 10 today. 1-800-774-0093. It is What the Flick Christmas Movie Edition. Can we get our list now?
Yeah, if you want.
Well, gee, thanks. It'd be good if we got it before.
It would, wouldn't it?
All right, I'm being hand-paged. You have your list. We have a list of five Christmas...
I do.
Ah, you got me on one. Okay, so we have a list of five Christmas movies, and we will try to get our contestants to guess those five Christmas movies with five words or less. Nine, you will keep time?
Yeah, I'll keep time for us.
Fat Boy will keep score? Or do you want to switch? Hold on, let me open it up.
Well, we probably should do both, right? Check each other.
Probably.
Okay. All right. Fat Boy, tell us who's playing with who. Who?
Okay, so I'm saying Paige got Silly Willy.
Silly Willy, good morning.
Silly Willy.
Morning, guys.
Silly Willy, if you win, which you won't because you were Paige, but if you do, will you take the Raw tickets or the TSO tickets?
I think I'm going to have to take the Raw tickets and take my son.
I'm going to go take the son. Okay. All right. Does that mean that Silly Willy and Paige will go first?
I don't know how you guys want to do
that. I don't give a crap.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to try my hardest. I'm not good at this game, but for you and your son, it just pulls on the heartstrings, so I'm going to try.
Appreciate that.
Do what?
Said I appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome. All right. Time will begin on your first one-word clue. What the flick? Christmas movie edition.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Kid.
Home Alone.
Burglars.
City. Home Alone 2.
Mogwai. This is the second one.
Say that one more time.
Mogwai. Gift. Midnight.
I still didn't hear the first clue.
Mogwai is the first one. Second clue is gift.
Gremlins.
You ready for the next one?
Yep.
Angel. Flashback.
Christmas Carol.
Money. Happy.
I guess we'll pass and come back to them.
Okay. Here's the next one. Fiji. Divorce.
Four Christmases.
God.
Somebody's seen that a bunch.
And here's the last one. Santa's. Next clue. Replacement.
Not the Santa Claus.
Taxi.
Next one.
Florida.
So what were the clues again? All of them?
Santa's. Replacement. Taxi. And then Florida.
Call me Claus.
I don't know. Why are y'all looking at me?
I'm not looking at you.
You just did.
I looked all around the room. I was, no, that's not the damn movie.
Okay, that's when you would hit an X.
That's when somebody would do something, I guess. Paige would say no. Guess again, maybe.
Okay, do you want me to give that to you, or you can go back to the other one?
We can go back to the other one.
Okay. First clue, angel. Second clue, flashback. Next clue, money. Next clue, happy.
You can do another clue. It's only four.
Wings.
I'm going to say it's Christmas.
No. You want to call it then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What a gripping game this is.
I'm sorry.
Scrooge, maybe? Scrooge.
You can't guess no more.
All right, hold on.
We called it.
We got to figure out a way for that to be communicated. Like, no. Oh man.
Usually the person who's doing the list, if somebody has a wrong guess, say no.
Good job, Paige.
Talking to you, Paige.
I'm sorry.
You're killing me.
Talking to the person doing the list.
Okay. All right, You don't have to reveal any times or anything yet, unless you would like to. I'm merely a contestant right now.
Oh, you want to do it at the end?
Okay. All right. That means that I'm paired with Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Jeff, what a great game. Are you still awake?
It is.
Okay, perfect.
It's gripping. Right. It's gripping.
Gripping. Okay, what will you select here? Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets or WWE Raw this Monday live from the Bon Secours Wellness Arena?
I want the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
TSO. Okay. Here we go. Time will begin on my first word clue. One word clue. Here we go. Word number one. Roof. Death.
What's that again?
Roof. Death.
Yeah.
Hmm? Hmm?
The Santa Claus?
Boom. Movie number two. NYPD. Detective.
Not hard.
Movie number three, What the Flick, Christmas Movie Edition. Peanuts.
It's a Charlie Brown Christmas. It's a,
you got it. Movie four, What the Flick. I'm gonna hit you with two words at once.
Okay.
Santa's Brother. Two more words. Santa's Brother never ages.
Dang, that's, no, that's not the Grinch.
Santa's Brother never ages. Repo Man.
Jingle All the Way.
Movie number five. I'm going to hit you with two words again for movie number five.
Okay.
Guantanamo Bay.
Harold and Kumar's Christmas.
All right, do we want to go back on the previous one of Santa's Brother Never Ages Repo Man?
You don't have to.
You can try.
All right, no guess. All right, can time. You? We'll call time then.
All right.
He can go. If he passed on, he can come back to it.
I think he guessed and got it wrong.
He can still go back and guess again.
Oh, he can't?
I think he can.
I said he couldn't.
All right. Judge Fatboy.
All right. So, I'm merely a contestant.
Yeah, I know. You remind us.
Well,
yeah.
I'm saying somebody, like, say what the score and time was.
Well, I was tabulating the scores and the times. I'm sorry I needed a minute to do that. Let's see.
Well, you should have told me that.
7 plus 4 is 11. All right. With a score of 11 and a minute 49, we have a winner. Because the other team scored 10. Wait a minute. This is wrong. 4, 5, and 4. So that's 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16 points in a minute 48. That beats 10 points in 3 minutes and 41 seconds. Your winner, the team of Matt Man and Jeff.
Jeff.
Well, congratulations.
We did it, Jeff. We did it, Jeff. Now, did you have any clue what that one was, though? It, Santa's Brother never ages, and he's a repo man.
Repo Man.
Fat Boy?
Fred Claus,
Fred
maybe?
Fred Claus.
Oh, I've never thought about that.
You shouldn't. I had to buy it from Redbox for like $50 because I lost it. So I have it if you'd like to borrow it. Nine, if you would, hand that microphone over to Stink Martindale, who's nice suit, by the way, Stink.
Thank you.
Very
thank
Christmassy.
You, man. Thank
very,
you. Thank you.
Very holiday-ish.
Well, congratulations, Jeff. You're going to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra this Friday night at Bonsecours Wellness Arena downtown Greenville.
Hell yes. Who are you going to bring with you?
I'm not sure yet because I don't think my wife wants to go.
Well, take me because I want to go and I can't get tickets to nothing.
Matt's dying to go.
I would love to go. All right, but hold on. It's up to whoever you want to bring. And he could be Mormon. He may not want to drink, so I may not want to go with him. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm glad you won, Matt, because there's a little bit of controversy on pages.
Oh, with what?
Because when the guy went back and he guessed it right, but he got more clues, like, the next time around. But he got the more points.
Well, they also used 2 more minutes than Jeff and I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing as well.
So that means that WWE Raw tickets will move forward to 9's TSL question of the day. TSL... for WWE on TRG.
You don't want to give them to the guy for losing and being awful?
That wouldn't be fair to the people that we didn't give them away to yesterday.
That's a good point.
9's TSL. Point. Question of the day. All right, perfect. Paige, loser.
Oh, come on. I don't treat you like that. I try.
Well, that's because you never win.
Now, I've won before. Come on, in other games. I'm just not great at that.
No jokes, Matt.
No jokes.
No jokes allowed.
No jokes. No sense of humor.
I know, but I feel bad for the guy. I mean, I'm
buy him tickets.
It's true. Buy him some tickets.
That didn't get to take it. Well, I try my hardest to win, so that's why I'm being that way to you. I feel bad.
Let's bring Jeff on the phone and see if he wants to give them to the guy and his son. Just for Jeff, before we officially give you the, do you want to pull on the heartstrings and give them to the guy and his son?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right, hold on. Paige, what are you working on in the place?
Oh, okay. Well, eating something can help you lose weight. You wouldn't believe what you can eat and lose a little bit of weight. You might be throwing this away.
Might be throwing it away. You could eat it and make it. What can you eat to make you lose weight?
Yeah.
X-Lax? All right, we'll find out what you can eat to make you lose weight. All these resolutions coming up, you'll want to listen to this right after this. Rise, guys. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I like this right here.
Nine.
Come go with us.
Paige.
Playing all the time.
And Fatboy.
Sorry, folks.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, do you want to lose weight? There may be something simple that you can do to help shed some pounds. A dietitian in Australia by the name of Susie Burrell says that if you want to lose weight, you should eat banana peels. And she says all the fiber and vitamins in the peels also improve your sleep and give you better skin. So simply, there's more fiber in the banana peel. Plus some vitamins that you may be missing by throwing it away.
Well, if you eat one, you probably won't have an appetite for a while because it's got to be disgusting to eat.
Yeah. It might be a little bitter, but also you're going to get 20% more vitamin B6 and also some vitamin BC and magnesium in there too.
And you aren't going to eat anything for hours.
So here's the idea on how you can eat that is if you cook the peels, or if you blend them to make them softer and put them in a smoothie instead of just eating a banana whole.
Here's a banana peel watermelon rind smoothie. Enjoy.
I had a frozen two banana yesterday.
Did you?
The peel or the sticker on it usually would say Dole or somebody.
Yeah.
Said frozen two on it.
Yeah, they do that. They sell banana stickers to like anybody.
Oh.
I've had movie stickers on my bananas in the past.
Yeah. But you would think, though, what banana peels do to Mario Karts, what it would do to your defecations. Slide right out.
Yeah.
Is there a movie called Miss Chiquitas?
There should be.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking at some of them. Like, The Incredibles had banana stickers. Minions had banana stickers.
Oh. Mm.
Legos had banana stickers.
Don't eat those.
There's Chewbacca on some Dole bananas.
Mm.
And a Stormtrooper.
So why did it just take, why did it take till now for us to discover this? Wonder why. And will anybody do it? What will happen if I ate the core of an apple?
I think somebody got bored and wanted something to investigate.
Think
yeah,
so.
Maybe she tested just the calories and everything and looked more into the peel.
You know what I do to help the environment? I eat straws so they don't go out into the ocean.
Plastic straws, you eat them up.
Thank you.
That's a good idea for your body.
I care about the whales.
They had Moana bananas.
Oh.
And Angry Bird bananas.
Yeah.
And they put the Lion King on pineapples.
I mean, it makes sense.
I don't know why I'm so excited about the Lion King on pineapples.
Well, that's exciting.
I want a Mulan pineapple.
Unless you have to cut that pineapple, that's a pain.
Hey!
That condom's called Circle of Life.
Makes sense, too.
Beautiful.
It's the one-way street of life.
Well, if you haven't seen The Irishman yet on Netflix, Martin Scorsese has a plan for you, and he recommends that you don't watch it on an iPhone. Maybe a big iPad, but not on an iPhone, because he wants you to have full attention while you're watching that, instead of just on a phone, where you'd be distracted.
How do you watch a three-hour movie on your phone?
I have no
idea.
Even if you're on a flight, you're like, this isn't the way I really want to watch it.
No, this is not how I want to watch movie for 3.5 hours.
You ever watch porn on a big screen TV?
It's not how I want to watch it. I want to watch porn on this tiny screen.
You don't want to watch a real movie on a tiny screen.
No, I want to watch
five to seven minutes.
Yeah, I want to watch real movie on big screen. I want to watch pornography on tiny screen.
Right, you don't need to see that.
It's just how it
large.
Is.
You guys have to stop. I had to stop about halfway through.
Yeah, I stopped, took a break.
Yeah.
Stopped twice. Yep. But solid, man.
Still
what
good,
a
yeah.
great
all the way
movie.
Through.
Awesome movie.
Entertaining and great acting.
It's no Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but it is great.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw in and get that.
You better, man.
Everybody's saying it's so good. I just have a hard time buying a movie now. Like, by renting, I'm fine, but I don't want to own it. Because, like, how many movies have you really went back and watched?
Very few.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I'll rent it.
The ones that I do go back and watch a lot of times are Tarantino movies. Like, I've watched Django a dozen times and Inglourious Bastards a dozen times and Jackie Brown and Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs like 400 times each probably.
Oh, Max Cherry. This is my new number one Tarantino, Hollywood.
It is good.
It really?
Yeah.
Okay, then it's a. Then if you say that.
There's a lot of humor in it. It's funny.
Is there any nudity?
Yeah, I think so.
Heavy drug use?
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Racial slurs?
Probably not enough.
Not really. Not that I recall.
For his taste. I mean, you know, we're asking him.
The bottom
feeder.
It's good, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Seems rehearsed, but it's totally not. Like, that was great.
There's violence.
Well,
I'm referencing headlines from a while ago where Tarantino says, I'm not changing the verbiage of the time to appease PC Hollywood.
Yeah.
And why would he?
Not enough?
Oh, boy. Send him a memo. Work on that, buddy. Well, we have a list of the most disappointing movies of the year. You want the top four disappointing movies, according to Ranker.com?
Yeah.
I can go through all the lists, and there are some of your favorites that should have been on the top. But
yeah, just do the top four.
I'll do the top four. Men in Black International at number four.
Did you expect it to be disappointed? You'd have to expect it to be good.
Why did you go?
Why did you expect it not to suck when you saw Men in Black International? That'll be great. You thought it was going to be good. And then that's the only way to get disappointed. Like, if you think it's going to suck, you're not disappointed when it does. Like, and if you didn't think this is going to suck, you might be dumb.
Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith not even in it, right? It's a new squadron.
Josh Brolin's in it, right?
I didn't see it. I know Thor's in it, but I didn't watch it.
Is that the one with Josh Brolin, or was he in an older sequel?
Thor was in it.
I'm going to see who's in it. Let me look. There's a lady in it, I think. Yeah, there's a lady and Thor. Full.
Mm.
I'm looking to see. Who stars in it?
Oh, yeah.
It was directed by F. Gary Gray.
Oh, no, Gary. Look, you don't know
that's
the guy.
That's not nice.
I like him.
Right.
Yeah, it was Full and Tessa Thompson, and that was it.
Okay.
Emma Thompson, Liam Neeson.
All right, here's the top three. Doom, Annihilation.
Again, you expected it not to suck?
No, I don't even.
The Rock was in that, right?
Was he Doom, Annihilation?
Wasn't he in the Doom movie?
His arm was.
Again, well
Again.
Done. That's good.
I don't think this was a sequel, so I don't think he was in it.
I saw Doom as told by The Rock's arm.
Oh, okay.
That's right. What I saw.
All right.
It was gripping.
Second. Yeah, this one had nobody you've heard of in it.
Okay. That doesn't mean anything.
Right. Maybe nobody you've heard of.
Runner-up to be in the worst film of the year, A Madea Family Funeral.
Oh. Now, those movies are usually funny.
Yeah. The dad's funny.
I like the Halloween ones, Boo and Boo 2.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any new Ernest movies coming to theaters?
No, Jim Varney passed away in the
90s. It doesn't mean anything.
All right, you can redo it and really screw it up.
You cannot reboot Ernest.
Bernie Mac is the new Ernest.
All right.
Or not Bernie Mac. Cedric the Entertainer.
Are you ready for the most disappointing movie of the year according to Ranker.com?
Yes.
Dark Phoenix. Who would have thought?
Yeah. I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, it looked like it might be good, but then when it came out, everybody said, nah, this movie sucks really bad.
Is that
bad.
The movie you couldn't tell if it was a Marvel movie or a Hunger Games movie?
Mm-hmm. Kind of, yeah. That's a good way to put it, actually. It's like the Jean Grey Phoenix, X-Men Phoenix thing, but it was like the last one of the Fox X-Men movies before it all got folded into Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they just decided to take a crap on it, or they couldn't figure out how to make a good movie, one of those.
Okay.
So, other horrible movies that made the list that you that we didn't mention, Pet Sematary, and also The Lion King.
You know,
they were both good.
I didn't dislike. I didn't see Lion King, Pet Sematary.
I thought you guys both didn't like Pet Sematary.
I liked it.
I thought it was fine.
Man, it seemed like when you first saw it, y'all didn't have good things to say about it.
I liked the end from the beginning.
Okay, I could be wrong. It seemed like when you both first saw it, you didn't like it as much.
I thought it was fine.
The cat was creepy.
Yeah. I thought John Lithgow was, right? He was in, I thought he was good in it.
Nothing could be as good as Pet Sematary 2, though.
Oh, that's good. Drew, buddy.
I mean, the first Pet Cemetery, too. Drew, buddy, in the dirt bike face.
Call him off, Drew.
I'm waiting to go see the one where cats and dogs become preachers.
Oh,
that
okay.
one should be pretty good. I forget the name of it.
Hmm.
Okay. Right. Oh, Pet Seminary.
Oh. Yeah.
Pet Seminary.
Yeah. A beautiful idea.
I give up.
And then Fat Boy's waiting to see Pet Semination.
Ew.
Ah, I was thinking of one of those. I was like, there's one there somewhere.
Well, there you go.
Please don't make that happen. Rise Guys Headline style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Paige. Those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. Now, you think, oh, it's all over with. Bull do.
We still got Monday Night Raw tickets.
We got Monday Night Raw tickets live from the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. That'll be this coming Monday night. We'll give those away next with Nine's TSL Question of the Day. It's the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
Listen to Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet. Rise.
And thanks to everyone who called, Facebook, emailed, tweeted, text, snapped, DM'd, DL'd on the download. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Got to check.
What's it say?
Bob in for apples.
And what else?
Number
what
three.
Else?
Number three.
What else you want?
Nine's Pigskin Punishment, the Rise Guys Carnival. Tomorrow, Bob in for apples. That's it. That's it.
Yeah,
Bob
I'll
in
say,
for apples.
I'm not sick tomorrow.
Oh, come on.
I really do.
I think
really
you've exhausted all those days after.
Well, I had four. I only have about 400 left.
Yeah, I got a lot, too.
Oh, do they add up?
Apparently, those roll over. Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
I could be sick from now to May.
We could retire in 5 years.
Just off sick time.
Tomorrow is Wednesday. It will be Nine's Pigskin Punishment. We'll also re-premiere Truth and Consequences for you, as well as more tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra and WWE Raw, which, oh, guess what, right now.
And now, Nine's TSL Question of the Day.
What TV show did I reference to make the guy hang up on us during Truth and Consequences this morning? I referenced what TV show to make that guy hang up on us during TNC. Text the name of the TV show to the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line 72341. That's 72341. Take the 93rd correct answer to win tickets to Monday Night Raw live at Bon Secours Wellness Arena next Monday night.
Hell yeah.
I know what it is.
You know what the answer is?
I remember the answer now. It was Bounty Law.
No, it was not Bounty Law.
I forget what the question was.
Love Rick Dalton.
Regardless, what was the question again?
TV show I mentioned to make that guy hang up on us during TNC.
Oh, now I remember.
Yeah, you
know.
You know,
Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
It's a show that people who like that show also tend to like wrestling, or at least they did in the late 90s.
And this show, too, generally speaking.
Uh-huh.
Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. And don't forget, we didn't get to it last week because we was off. But this week, the FOF line. Keep that handy just in case you get all ticked off driving around in traffic or whatever it may be. 864-241-4318. Paige will rock you at work next. Fat Boy. 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank you so much for listening. Have you a blessed day. And tickle it, guys. It is good.
Don't touch that dial. I just want to fondle it a little.
Ow. The man said not to touch it.
Can I just hover my finger there just a little while?
Ooh, didn't you hear what the man said?
A 93-minute roadblock is coming up next on 93.3. The Planet
Rocks. Bye, baby,
bye. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.